Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This one's for you tonight.
Okay, let's get started.
Just because I don't really think like this, I'm being honest.
Yeah.
What about Anne-Marie specifically is trashy? Besides Botox, which they all have. That was
sure.
Rude.
Yeah.
Was it her nails? Was it her makeup?
I think it's like a mix of the fact, like, we're all going to have a bad impression of this.
Yes.
She, up until this episode, is nameless. They even put on her lower third, underneath her name, it says Miami Girl. So we are immediately dehumanizing. We're like, she's Miami Girl. We don't give a shit about this person.
This isn't a real person.
No. She is, has taken part in a sexual affair.
Mm-hmm.
So people are thinking, slut. People are thinking
even though she
trash,
even though right,
I'm just
right,
saying, like, painting the picture that they want for us, whereas we're, yeah, like, we know Ariana to this point, she's been fairly,
yeah,
drama free, she's
right,
like the cool girl who's chill, versus Kristen, who's quote psycho.
But then counter to that, though, we do know, if you're like not giving Ariana the hero edit, that she did make out with Tom.
Yes.
Also in this like in between time that he said he had with Kristen, where, yep, Ariana says, yeah, he kind of said, you know, you guys weren't doing good and we were,
yeah,
going to break up or whatever. So I don't,
yeah,
know. She doesn't have full.
No, but she's better at playing it.
Yes.
Where she doesn't give us very much information. She plays it cool. She,
yes,
never loses her temper. She can maintain that she's like the cool, chill,
mm-hmm,
chick, because that's what she portrays. So any bad behavior that she is doing, whether she's cheating, lying, or whatever, we don't see it. So until 10 years later, when we know that's what was happening, but I don't blame us for in 2014 buying the storyline that she was chill,
yeah,
and Kristen was crazy.
Ariana owes Anne-Marie an apology.
Where is she now?
Anne-Marie, when you listen to this, I saw that you signed up for Patreon just to get this episode. I do think that being called a bunny boiler when quite possibly all you did was have sex with a man who said he wasn't in a relationship in Miami,
yeah,
is, you know, it's offensive.
Yeah. Justice for Glenn Close's character in Fatal Attraction.
Right. Right. Because didn't
he
Michael
led her
Douglas,
astray?
Didn't Michael Douglas said that he wasn't in a marriage?
I don't know if she knew or not. She might have known and not cared, but I think his wife was out of town.
Can I defend Michael Douglas for a second?
Okay.
That's worst case scenario if you fuck someone while you're in a relationship. That's absolutely a guy's worst nightmare. Can I just say that in defense, yeah, of Michael Douglas?
That's there's a monologue about that in Sleepless in Seattle. Tom Hanks says, like, Fatal Attraction scared a generation of men.
He says that?
Yeah.
I mean, it's true. It's imagine you're a guy. All you want to do is go out to a bar and cheat on your wife with someone with who Glenn seems Close. Cool with Glenn Close. She seems normal. She pretends like she's a normal person. And then all of a sudden, she's boiling she's your bunny.
Slitting her wrists.
Slitting her wrists. Taking your daughter on a roller coaster
oh
ride.
My
do you
God.
Remember that part?
Terrifying. But the most... The worst part of that movie, the worst behavior, is he's so busy fucking Glenn Close that he's leaving his golden retriever at home overnight. He comes home and I don't remember what he feeds him, but he throws like spaghetti in the dog's bowl or like some human food that's like not dog food. And he's like, all right, like, bye.
That is
And I'm
awful.
Like, how dare you?
That is horrible. That dog probably pissed and shit in the house
it's
and
terrible.
Wondered where you were all night. That is awful.
I hate it. I'm like, you're so selfish.
Are we supposed to be on his side in that movie?
I think when it gets so extreme, you have to switch.
Because, like, at a certain point, you can't ride for Glenn Close anymore.
Yeah, and the safety of his family is at stake. And I think the big turning point is his wife answers, because she keeps calling the house.
Yeah.
And the wife answers the phone and she says something like, stay away from my family, bitch, or something. And you're like, yeah! Like, you're like, we're back with the family.
Okay. Oh, right. Okay, because the wife finds out at some point, yeah. But then decides to defend the husband.
Yeah. I think
sort
he
of like,
confesses, yeah.
Sort of like this episode.
Exactly.
Wow.
This should have, the title should have had a more Fatal Attraction title. It's Miami Vices.
It's...
Like, what's the vice? Like, cheating?
Yeah, it's a horrible title. Horrible, yeah. Horrible title.
It should have been like, Bunny Boiler Blues.
Bunny Boiler Blues would have hit so hard. Or they should have just called this Miami Girl, which is what everybody calls this episode.
True.
Like, yeah. Why did they have to be cute all of a sudden and not make it just Miami Girl? Or like
Miami Girl.
Miami Girl. Okay, so we talked really well about this first scene with Anne-Marie and Kristen, and then we get a little detour.
Yep.
A full-on emotional detour to Tom Schwartz modeling for Santorelli suits. Did you like that?
Beautiful photos.
Beautiful, wonderful Santorelli suits, which are amazing. I have a few of them. They are not too costly, but they are so comfortable.
Yeah, Schwartz was just jumping into the air at every camera.
Yeah, and they go, these photos are going to be amazing. And it's just, every photo looks like he's suspended in midair because he's been jumping.
Yeah.
What do you think Santorelli, what was Santorelli giving that meant we're floating in the air.
Man on the go.
On the go. Men in our suits like to jump around and stay suspended in
air. So comfortable. You can do a little jump.
That's nice. Schwartz reveals, I think for the first time, but we knew this, right? That he was pre-med at Florida State. He wanted to become a doctor. His dad and mom both assumed he would be a doctor. He was on the track and he goes, no mother and father. I'm leaving, you know, pre-med courses. I'm going to L.A. and I'm going to become a model.
Can you literally, I know we've talked about this before, but imagine Schwartz being your doctor?
You know what? I think Schwartz would have been a good doctor.
Good bedside manner.
Great bedside manner. He is, if Schwartz had to deliver me bad news, I think he would do a really good job.
No, he'd be like, you're dying. No, I'm just kidding.
This one's for you tonight.
Sorry about that. Amy and I had to stop talking because we heard Rumpy Pumpy going around the shed, and we knew Lisa would be following him. If you want to keep listening to this episode, you can subscribe to our Patreon, and you'll get a Vanderpump Rules recap episode from the very beginning every single week. Plus, you can become a member of the Tipsy Turtle Club, where Amy and I make the most famous cocktails in Bravo history. So please, if you like what you listen to here, subscribe and become a Villa Rosa VIP, where you can feel like a cherished guest at Villa Rosa. We love you so much. So if you love us, subscribe on Patreon.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.